disappear. I'd read The Lord of the Rings and ventured into the adult section of the library to search for a book of spells, 9 being that curious age at which you're old enough to work through more than 1,200 pages of arcane fantasy literature, but young enough to still hold out hope that you might find a book of real, actual magic in the library. The book I found instead taught basic sleight-of-hand technique, and I dedicated the next months to practice. At first, the magic wasn't any good. At first, it wasn't even magic. It was just a trick, a bad trick. I spent hours each day in the bathroom running through the secret moves in front of the mirror. I dropped the coin over and over, 1,000 times in a day. And after 2 weeks of this, my mom got a carpet sample from the hardware store and placed it under the mirror to muffle the sound of the coin falling again and again. I had heard my dad work through passages of new music on the piano, so I knew how to practice, slowly, deliberately, going for precision rather than speed. One day I tried the illusion in the mirror and the coin vanished. It did not look like a magic trick. It looked like a miracle.